Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Welcome to the Stephen Roy Podcast. It is the podcast for May 23rd, the year of our Lord, 2026. And let's go right to the Rumble, shall we? I'm going to turn over here and start the Rumble. It is an hour and 9 minutes until Tech softball. I'll talk about that on the Rumble 2. Here we go. Take a little drink of my lemon lime.
That doesn't look straight, but my gosh, if I turn it more this way, it really doesn't look straight. I don't think that's right. Maybe I'm going to back it up a little bit. That'll do. Here we go.
Welcome to the Stephen Roy Rumble for May 23rd, the year of our Lord, 2026. If you're a TV or radio station that's checking me out today, thank you for watching. I do appreciate it. In fact, we have the oldest station in Oklahoma, the oldest television station in Oklahoma checked me out this week. And I know that because I checked out Google Earth of their studio and street views. And it said there was a landmark, right, on the Google Earth. And so I zoomed in there on the photos, and it said, sure enough, the oldest television station in Oklahoma was checking me out. So thanks for watching, if you are a TV or radio station. I do appreciate it. What's happening this week? Well, I'll tell you about stuff that's out. First of all, what happened last weekend was awesome. I'm sitting in Galley's Cigar Lounge in Leveland watching Texas Tech softball on Saturday, and they're down 8-0, bottom of the seventh, two outs, and they came back and tied it 8-8. Then Ole Miss scored a run in the top of the eighth, right? That's extra innings. And then the bottom of the eighth, they got a sacrifice fly. Well, I think Caitlin Terry started out with a double, and I apologize if I got the players wrong. I'm so proud of all of you. I prayed and prayed and prayed for you, and those prayers came true because someone hit it off the wall, was standing on second. Then a girl came up and hit a sacrifice fly, advanced that player from second to third, another sacrifice fly. That was a sacrifice fly to center. Another sacrifice fly to right, and the player on third scored, and they won. Absolutely awesome. Well, that was the top of the eighth, right? So it was in the bottom of the seventh, Ole Miss came back to tie it. Top of the eighth, Tech went ahead by a run and then held on in the bottom of the eighth to win it, which is awesome. And then yesterday, Ole Miss got a lead again. And Texas Tech came back and won that one again, which was awesome. Awesome. You know, in the comeback, Lauren Allred hit a grand slam home run. That was something they showed on ESPN. It was the first time since like the early 2000s since a softball team came back 8 runs down to win. First time in 640 games. That is awesome. So yesterday they had a game at 10 o'clock Central Time. That's 11 Eastern. That's 8 Pacific for those of you in Rio Linda. I used to love when Rush said that. And if you've driven through Rio Linda, which is a suburb of Sacramento, you know what I'm talking about. There's houses in the yard on blocks. It's a very rural, probably not affluent area. Although there are ranches between Auburn and Sacramento, you would be surprised. You'd be surprised. Let me tell you a story. I don't know if this is true, but I went out to survey if someone could get cable or something. We're talking about, you know, a dozen years ago, probably. Anyway, a gentleman told me he worked on the CEO of Thunder Valley Casino's Thoroughbred Ranch. Thoroughbred Ranch. Can you believe that? And here's what he told me, and I believe it's true. You see, Indian casinos do not go by the same statutes, the same regulatory framework that the Nevada Gaming Commission really, really monitors Nevada casinos. You know, gaming, as they call it, is legal in Nevada. I've told you stories about Dee and I going to Las Vegas the last two Februarys to see the Eagles, and then last October for the Vegas Nationals, which was awesome. Drag races, just absolutely incredible. Anywho, so we love Las Vegas. We don't gamble much. I think last time we were there, we gambled like $50, but that was only because D hit like a $40 jackpot. So I think we spent a maximum of probably, you know, $40 gambling, $20 each, which is the limit. And we only did that one day. Now, we spent a lot more than that, obviously, for the VIP Eagles package. We were 10 rows from the stage to see the Eagles in the Sphere. Absolutely awesome. Truly enjoyed it. But hey, I warn you about getting floor seats at the Sphere. You better have transportation right outside the Sphere, because they will make you walk all the way back to the Strip. They will make you walk all the way back to Las Vegas Boulevard. And I am never going to I forgive them, okay? I have a forgiving soul. But I'm not going to forget what you did to us. Now, it wasn't a problem for me. I was wearing nice cowboy boots, really comfortable. But D was wearing high heels. And that was a lot different than walking back on the pedestrian bridge than through the convention center of the Venetian to get back to the Palazzo where we were staying. No. To get into the Palazzo, we had to walk all the way back up Sands to Las Vegas Boulevard. And we were walking on sidewalk. We were walking on the street because they have a K-rail like 3 feet out in the street. That's how they funnel people back from the floor, right? Most expensive tickets, right? So anyway, I'm not going to make that mistake again. Thank you very much. But I do love the Venetian. I don't blame them for that. I blame the people that run the Sphere, which of course is not the Venetian. I mean, obviously they're connected. But I don't blame the Venetian staff. I only made one complaint about one Venetian staff because they made the mistake of sending me a post-stay survey. And oh, I let them know what I thought about that person. But other than that, we had a great experience, great time. And I did complain about something else minor. I blame ourselves for being suckered into going into a place. You know how they have people standing outside stores to sucker you in, and of course, the Venetian has like 8,000 stores. So anyway, I digress. So this week, we went to the Josh Turner concert on Thursday night. And that was awesome. Truly, truly enjoyed it. Abby Cohn opened for Josh Turner. If you haven't heard Abby Cohn's music, check it out. You'll see her videos on YouTube. Of course, she's on the X at Abby Cohn. And I'm sure you know who Josh Turner is, great country music star, and it was a great concert. Really, really wonderful, really enjoyed it. Great music, lots of great music. I'm going to play one after today's Rumble on the Stephen Roy podcast. There is a link to the Stephen Roy podcast at the top of my X, at Stephen Roy Radio. You can find me on X, heck, you can find me on X, Rumble, LinkedIn, at Stephen Roy Radio. That's where you can find me, right? Not hard to find me, really not. I told you that TV station checked out my LinkedIn. I get notifications. I don't pay for LinkedIn. I'm not a premium member. So I can't see everybody that looks at my LinkedIn. I am a, it's not premium. I don't remember what it's called. Oh, I think it's premium and premium plus or something like that. Yes, I do pay for the X, but not as much as I used to pay. They've increased the cost for the blue check mark. They've increased the cost over the last couple years. So I don't pay for the most premium package anymore. I pay for a little bit down from that. So it's less than $100 for the annual deal. And I still pay a little bit for that because it is a wonderful way to network. And so I do enjoy that at Stephen Roy Radio. And as many people have said, If Elon Musk did not buy the Twitter, which is now the X, we probably would have lost all free speech in this nation. because Bookface was being highly, highly censored. In fact, that's why I switched to X. I had an X for years. I think since like 2009. I had a Bookface since like 2007. And I was active on Bookface. But if I said anything, I would end up in Bookface jail. And so it was really useless to me anymore. And so when Elon started that process of buying the X, that's when he started the process of buying the Twitter, that's when I started using it. So I'm very active on the X, probably too active, some would say. But you can find me there at Stephen Roy Radio. I brushed my teeth. I really did. Brushed my teeth, trimmed my mustache, shaved my head. And I'm still getting a little breakfast action. Dee said, you know what I'd really like to have this morning? I'd like to have scrambled eggs. And I'm like, yeah, I love eggs. I don't care if you fry them, scramble them, poach them, boil them. I love eggs. I do. I love quiche. I love, this week we went to, before we went to the concert Thursday, we went to a local taco shop. And I got a chorizo, egg, potato, and cheese burrito. And it was so good. I love chorizo. Dee does not like chorizo, so I only get that if we go out. I can't make it home. So this morning I made a sausage and cheese scramble. And what I did was I whipped up too many eggs, obviously. And I cook them in butter in a frying pan, scramble them in to add a little bit of half and half to the eggs, whip it up really good, put it in a frying pan with butter, put butter down first, put that in the frying pan. And I didn't add any onions today. Huh, could have. Usually I'll saute some onions first, then add butter, eggs, and Parmesan cheese. Yes, finely grated Parmesan cheese. We buy like a bottle of it at the big box store that rhymes with Bosco. And we're going to have to get some more of that soon because we put it on pasta. We, you know, put it on a salad, put it on scrambled eggs, mixed in with the scrambled eggs. Now, I prefer grated cheddar cheese on top of the eggs after they're cooked. That's what I prefer. Dee prefers it in the eggs. So we put Parmesan cheese in the eggs. It's like cheesy eggs. That cheesy scrambled eggs are so good. Then I added sausage. Now, I buy a pre-made sausage. I'm not going to mention the brand. But Jimmy Dean used to live in Plainview. He's from Plainview, Texas. So anyway, they're pre-made sausage patties. You stick them in the microwave for like a minute or two, depending on how many you make. If you make four, a minute is enough. But I made eight, I heated up eight, which is probably too much, just for Dee and I, right? And so I heat that. I probably cooked them for 2 minutes, because 1 minute, they were still cold. They weren't done. So I warmed them up for 2 minutes, cut them up really good, put them in there with the eggs. It was nummy. And then Dee's like, well, I have to have toast with my eggs. So I said, okay, I'll make you one piece of toast because we're on a diet. I don't know if I gave you an update recently, but I've lost 30 pounds, which is awesome. Before I went on the diet, I weighed 298. So don't worry, I'm not skinny. I weigh 268 now, but I'm a big dude, okay? My belly is way smaller. I have more energy, as you probably can tell on the show. Feeling much, much better. Getting around better. I can actually put my shoes on now without being... shoes! I'm feeling much better. So, anyway. One song that Josh Turner played that I'm going to play on the podcast, which you'll have to check out, at the top of my X at Stephen Roy Radio, you'll see a website link. That's the Gamebird server. Thank you to Blair and whoever works on that server to make it working. And thanks to the Dish Nuts for playing our show on Radio Free Dish Nuts. Of course, you're watching the Rumble broadcast. And I've actually had TV stations, I won't mention any names, but one's 12. And the HR person, well, I need you to send me a reel. This is the way she looked. I need you to send me a reel. Do you know what a reel is? Do you know what that is? Okay, that might have been cool like in the 70s. Maybe a VHS tape in the 80s, right? You assemble all of your video. You put it on a piece of film. You put it on, you splice it together on a reel of film. Then you send that to the TV station and they put it in their projector. So when it was VHS or Beta was actually better than VHS. Here's a news flash from your Uncle Steven, but VHS won at the videotape war. So they'll put that tape in there in their VHS player and then they'll play it for like 5 seconds. Nope, they don't like you. And that's it, you're done. So, let's translate that to 2026. I'll work my ass off to assemble a video to send to this
HR woman.
I'll send this to her, and then they'll do, she may not even send it on to the TV station, right?
Oh, well, he's just not qualified. He's not.
I got a newsflash for you there, lady. I have more experience than probably the bottom the bottom 200 markets in television, okay? Now, I'm not getting paid to do this show. I can say anything I want, almost anything I want, and it's not being censored. The show is not high tech. I sit here in my studio. I turn on 3 studio lights. There's a ring light right there. That's what's making this reflection off my head. I used to put it right here behind the camera because it's a big enough ring light. It would actually fit behind my iPad. I have an HD iPad. And then it started really reflecting off of, it had like a big white, black, I think it was like a blue and white thing right here, right here. So now it's up there pointed down. Still has a reflection here. That's okay. Not going to put makeup on. Although I would if I was in television, obviously. Because with studio lights, that those lights would... See this reflection right here? See this light right here? See? If I move my head, it's still there. Well, that's coming from the lights. That's coming from the lights. So, you know, this is coming from up there. I'd put makeup on if I worked in television. But this is low tech. I sit down here. I click record on the HD iPad. In 30 minutes, it's done. I upload it to the Rumble. Bam! You got the weekly Rumble. Who used to do that? Tell me who used to do that. See, this is the kind of thing that I could do on television or radio. And I did do it on radio. You know, you can make radio fun. Television can be fun. Now imagine if this ugly mug, if this beautiful face for radio was on your television station. People would watch, right? I used to do a television station for years in Glendora, California, on their local origination channel. Now here's a history lesson. Television started on cable as public access television. CATV stands for Community Antenna Television. And they would put antennas on a tower, like up on top of a mountain, and then they'd run cable down the mountain, right? So the coax would go down the mountain. So up here where the antennas were, that's called the head end. Then the coax where it goes down the mountain, that was called the tail end, right? So that's what I do in cable television. I work in the head end, right? Been doing that for over 30 years now. I've been working in the head end for well over 20 years. First head end I was responsible for was in 1993. That's 23 years ago. Can you believe that? Hard to believe. And I started in cable in 1985 as a dispatcher while I was going to college. I'd go to college in the mornings. I'd work as a dispatcher at night, right? And then in 1999, hard to believe it's been that long ago, so I've been broadcasting since 1999. I started my public access television show. What is public access? Public access, in the old, you don't see it anymore, at least not around here, and not that I've seen it in a long time, but public access meant the public had the access to broadcast their television show. They could do their television show about anything. I'm a technology nerd. So I did my show about technology. It was called Tech Stuff. I was just looking at my shirt. This is an old Texas Tech shirt. See, Texas Tech. Texas Tech girls are playing in 41. So that's 19, 39 minutes. Texas Tech is playing 17 minutes into the show. So as soon as I finish this Rumble and finish the podcast, bam, I'm going to be watching Texas Tech softball. Please, God, please, Jesus, please, Holy Spirit, help Texas Tech softball win today and go to Oklahoma City. You have the power, God, to make that happen. This I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh, my gosh. Did you see that? He prayed. Karen, he prayed.
So, I'm having fun today, if you couldn't tell. Having fun. All right, let's go to the X at Stephen Roy Radio because I know there's stuff there I wanted to talk about today. I already talked about that, so I can delete that. So let's go to profile. Let's see, right now I have 9,870 followers. Thank you so much for following. You can follow me at Stephen Roy Radio, as long as you don't say nothing crazy. You can join me there. And if your profile looks legitimate, I will follow you back. If it's obvious you're just a bot, I'm not following you back. Sorry, it's not going to happen. All right. So let's see how many views. This is how many views Rumble says I had last week. We'll compare that to the X views. It says 24 people have watched the show. Thank you for watching if you watched last week. Now watch this. 161 people looked at the link. So do you think the Rumble is correct? Now I would get paid. If I had like a million views of that on Rumble, I would get paid like this much, right? But that's why I don't believe any of this is right. Now, I don't do this show to get paid. And as I think it was Blair Alper that once said that radio is so much more fun when you're not getting paid. And he's right. Because I worked for one GM in particular that was a great mentor. I learned a tremendous amount. I'm thankful for that forever. Thank you, sir. However, he used to criticize everything I'd say. Like, I don't want you to say nummy on the radio. Then the very next morning, when I did the morning fast food sandwich breakfast trivia, lady calls in and she goes, "Yes, I'd like to win one of those nummy sandwiches." And I laugh so hard because that's what she remembered, that I say nummy. So oftentimes I will post that on radio chat boards. You know what I'm talking about? They usually have an app and they'll have like a chat room where you could post stuff and the host will read it and maybe read it on the air, and I would say nummy. Boy, that was nummy. Trying to get the radio host to say nummy on the air. And that's what makes radio fun. It should be spontaneous. It should be fun. All right. So Aviemore posted this. SNP supporters used to bawl, "It's Scotland's oil," presumably thinking we'd all be rich. In reality, SNP politicians just blocked a Tory bid to overturn the ban on new North Sea oil. They blocked a Tory bid to overturn the ban. Okay, the Tories, I guess, were trying to overturn the ban on new North Sea oil and gas licenses. When's the penny going to drop? Yeah, when you're paying out your A for gas and oil and diesel and every other product, you have no idea how much stuff is linked to oil. Do you have one of these? Do you have a cell phone? I know it's an older iPhone, but you know, it's free. I get it from the company that I'm not gonna mention. All right, if you have an iPhone, if you have an Android phone, I don't care if you have a burner phone, guess what that phone's made out of? It's made out of oil, oil. If your shirt is polyester, it's made from oil. If you got polyester drawers on, oil. That background behind me, that's not really wood. I know it looks like real wood. Just between you and I, don't tell nobody. It's not real wood. It's plastic made from oil. This right here, plastic made from oil. That screen, plastic made from oil. Everything that you have, unless you're wearing nothing but cotton or wool, here's a newsflash from your Uncle Stephen. It's made from oil. So if you want to be anti-oil and splash paint all over Van Hose. Yeah, I know. You think it's Van Gogh. It's actually, in Dutch, it's actually pronounced Van Ho. I know, because I was married to a Dutch woman. Ex-wife. That's for D, to emphasize that. I stood in the Van Ho Museum in Amsterdam, which was absolutely awesome. And you could see the brush strokes. And you could see how he layered the paint to make it look more three-dimensional. It was awesome. Awesome. This is my bear that I bought, my koala I bought in 1982 when I was in Australia. I got to hold a koala at the Black Butt Reserve. I did. I held a koala. It was awesome. They put like a moving blanket over my shoulder. Then they put the koala up there and he was like, wrapped around me. And then he was like this. No, I'm sorry. His eyes weren't that open. It was more like this. See, koalas move slow. Because they're stone, because they eat eucalyptus leaves, and they would be poisonous if they ate the wrong leaves. So it makes them, you know, makes them a little stone. Anyway, in reality, reality, SNP politician just blocked a Tory bid to overturn the ban on new North Sea oil and gas licenses. When's the penny going to drop? And this is what I said. Ask these brain surgeons what their cell phones are made of. Ask them. Ask them what's the plastic of this bottle made from? What's the plastic of this bottled water made of? You know, what is the plastic of this whiteout, dry whiteout, erased goo doohickey? How about these pins? Check out these pins. Check out these pins that someone gave me a long time ago. This pen. Look at this pen. It's made as a hammer. This pen is a giant screw. Yeah, it's really a pen. Look. Yeah, this pen is a screw, right? So when I write this, only when I'm being screwed. And then here's this is a screwdriver. Isn't that cool? It's a screwdriver. It's actually a pen. Those are all made from plastic, and that plastic is made from, what's it made from? Oil. That's right. It's made from oil. So you may think oil is evil, but I got news for you. Now here's something that's not funny. Not funny. Gunther Eagleman posted this, and he follows me on the X at Stephen Roy Radio. Thank you, Gunther. Just in, heartbreaking, the elderly Trump house owner in Nastifornia is not expected to survive after being brutally beaten by leftist idiots outside his home. Maria Sharon says there is no hope for her husband, Carrie, a 69-year-old Army veteran known for flying Trump and USA flags everywhere. The violence of the left has to stop. That's right. It's not the right that's violent. I don't care what these idiots, these media types, these idiots say. No, no. It's leftist idiots. They're being indoctrinated. They're experiencing mind control. They have stage 5 TDS. They are, you just look at their face. Ah! Ah! They're suffering from stage 5 of the terminal wasting disease. It's stage 5, level stage 5. That's terminal. They have the terminal wasting disease, TDS. They're going cray-cray. If you just look at people like Kathy Griffin or Rosie O'Donnell or any of these mind-controlled idiots, look at Rob Reiner. He absolutely went cray-cray until his cray-cray son took him and his wife out, which is terrible. I don't wish that on anybody. And that's the opposite. Leftists are running around wanting to kill everybody. I only have one message for you if you're a leftist idiot that has experienced the edumacation indoctrination. This is my message to you. It's an invitation to come to West Texas. Come to West Texas and we'll see how that works out for you. Yeah, we'll see how that works out for you. Come and take it. Come and take it. Desiree writes, these people have been heavily mind psy-opped. Mind manipulation is real, so there's that. And then they go to college, and then you are indoctrinated to hate your own country and countrymen. And I said, the edumacation indoctrination is the worst. It's communist race theory. You've heard of that, right? Where they teach people that the United States of America is evil, that white people are evil, that Christians and Jews are evil. This is what they're teaching our children. That's why there's more anti-Semitic crime than ever. Because our children, our youth, are being taught that it's somehow evil to be white. That they have to have white guilt because they were born with less pigment in their skin to be white. I mean, that's just the stupidest damn thing I ever heard. You should be proud of who you are. It don't matter if you're white, if you're black, if you're Asian, if you're Hispanic. It shouldn't matter what national origin you have. The fact that we are all communicating is because we speak English and because we're Americans. There is no hyphenation. If I had a hyphenation, I would be English, Irish, Scot, German, French, Belgian, American, Irish. I think I'm more Irish. I don't know. I'd have to look up I did do one of those, you know, DNA things. And my dad said he was majority Irish, and he was like Irish, Scot, and Scandinavian. And mine said less. I think mine said I was majority English. And anyway, does it matter? No, it does not matter. My family has been here since 1736. That's when my dad's family arrived in the United States, long before we were a nation. And that's why it pains me so much to see people deliberately destroying our nation. I have another article, if I have time. I'm going to read it for you since I only have a minute and a half left. Let me scroll down. And you will not believe it. You will not believe it. There's so much stuff I could take about. I could talk about. There was no time. James Woods posted this. Since you'll now never hear about this again in the media, just know it's always the same story. The San Diego mosque shooters have been identified as a trans couple. That's right. I'm not going to mention their names, but they're 17 and 18. They are the suspect of Monday's deadly shooting at the Islamic Center of San Diego that killed three adult men. They killed Muslims, right? And they're trans. Now, tell me, what do you think HRT is going to do? Why do you think 50% of trans individuals commit suicide? Why do you think that is? Because HRT destroys them mentally. You know, they were giving children, young boys, puberty blockers. Do you know what a puberty blocker is? It's the same thing they give men to chemically castrate them. That's right, chemical castration drugs. That's what puberty blockers are. What do you think that does to you psychologically? And then you take HRT. I know what all this stuff is. Hormone replacement therapy, HRT, has to affect you mentally, right? And then there's SRS, sexual reassignment surgery. Now, I'm not going to judge you. Let he who is without sin cast the first stone. I'm not going to judge you. However, you need to be an adult to do this. We're not giving 17-year-old, we're not going to do a double mastectomy on a 17-year-old girl who wants to be a boy, right? We're not going to do a removedictomy on a 17-year-old boy that wants to be a girl. You want to do that when you're an adult? Hey, God bless you. You do whatever you want. You do whatever you want, okay? I'm not going to judge you because I am not without sin. All right. We are already over time, 30 minutes and 45 seconds into the Stephen Roy Rumble. Thank you so much for watching. I hope you have a great day, a great evening, and a great week. Yes. Now you have to. That's the end of the Rumble. I will upload that. But first, let's continue on the podcast. You know, I was going to turn on the computer and play a song for you. And obviously, I didn't turn on the computer. Now, this new little computer that I paid less than like $99 for works great. Won't take me long to cue that up for you. We are 32 minutes in, so we still have 33 minutes in. We still have 27 minutes to go. So don't be a scared. Let me put my headphones on. I'll hear myself better. Oh, yeah, much better. All right, let's go to the files. I already have an idea of what I want to play for you. Because Monday is Memorial Day. No, we don't say Happy Memorial Day. We do say Happy 4th of July, right? Because we're celebrating the birth of our nation. And this year is the 250th anniversary of our great nation. So we don't say Happy Memorial Day. We don't say that. But I know what I want to play for you. I do want to play Josh Turner, Unsung Hero. It's going to take me a minute to cue it up. So I'll play another song for you. And I'm going to play The King. And I played this for you before, but it is so good. And it's a medley of the Battle Hymn of the Republic, of Dixie. It's just a great song. Elvis has such a great voice. And so I'm going to play that for you. So let's get that queued up. Did it queue up? Go down here. No, it did not. All right. In queue? Yeah, I still use Winamp. You know why? Because it works. Yeah, works great. Pull that up here. All right, here we go. Here's Elvis, the king. Of the King of Rock, Elvis Presley, with his Battle Hymn of the Republic medley, celebrating our heroes, those who've given their lives. Saw one recently that gave his life in Afghanistan. So sad, so sad. What a pointless war that was, right? And it went on for what, 20 years? Here's the King. We celebrate everyone who has sacrificed for this nation,
and I turned up the wrong pot. Let's try it again here.
Oh, I wish I was in the land of cotton. Old towns are not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland.
Singing, fellas.
Oh, I wish I was in Dixie. Away, away. In Dixieland I'll take my stand, to live and die in Dixie.
For Dixieland I was born. Early Lord, one frosty morn. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
For his country and me and you. Didn't talk about his medals or what he'd seen. Was a man a few words about everything. He wasn't in the paper or on TV. Hollywood never called. did everything he could to give her a good life. Active in his church and his garden too. Never had a lot of money, but he made it through. I tip my hat to all the men like that who've ever fought to keep us free. He was my daddy's daddy, and I want you to know he's an unsung hero. He's an unsung hero. He's an unsung hero. He's my unsung.
This is RFD.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again. Just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. There ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
I walked through a county courthouse square. On a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, "Your courthouse is kind of run down." He said, "Nah, it'll do for our little town." I said, "Your old flagpole is lean a little bit. And that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it." He said, "Have a seat." And I sat down. "Is this the first time you've been to our little town?" I said, "I think it is." And he said,
"Son, I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware. It got powder burned the night Francis Scott Key sat watching it. Right and say, can you see? It got a bad rip in New Orleans with Pakenham and Jackson tugging at its seams, and it almost fell at the Alamo beside the Texas flag. But she waved on, though. She got cut with a sword at Chancellorsville. She got cut again at Shiloh Hill, and there was Robert E. Lee, Beauregard, and Bragg. And the south wind blew hard on that ragged old flag. On Flanders Field in World War I, she got a big hole from a Bertha gun. She turned blood red in World War II. She hung limp and low a time or two. She was in Korea, Vietnam, over our warriors fighting in the desert sands. She waved from our ships upon the briny foam. And now they about quit waving it back here at home. In her own good land, she's been abused. She's been burned, dishonored, denied, and refused. And the government for which she stands is scandalized throughout the land. And she's getting threadbare and she's wearing thin, but she's in mighty good shape for the shape she's in. Because we've been through the fire before, and I believe she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning. We take her down slow every night. We don't let her touch the ground, and we always fold her up right. On second thought, son, I do like to brag, 'cause I'm mighty proud of that ragged old flag.
Whoever thought you could have this much fun with a PC? This is RFD.
Have you ever spent the late afternoon watching the purple shadows deepen in the Arizona desert? Or seen a herd of elk plow their way through waist-deep snow on a cold Colorado dome? Did you ever see the sun go down in Hawaii or see the stormy waves break over the rock-bound coast of Maine? Or have you ever seen an eagle fly up out of the mists of Alaska or a big October moon hanging full over the still Dakota Badlands? Have you ever tasted the gumbo in New Orleans, barbecue in Carolina, or the chicken wings in Buffalo? Have you ever had Brunswick stew in Macon, or cornbread in Birmingham, or brisket slow-cooked over hill country mesquite wood? Did you ever drink the water from a gurgling branch in Utah, or stand on the mountain above El Paso del Norte and see the lights twinkling clear over into Mexico? Did you ever jangle horses in the pre-dawn stillness of a perfect Texas day and watch their shod hooves kicking up sparks on the volcanic rock, or tended a trot line on a foggy Carolina morning, or heard the distant song of a lovesick whippoorwill in a pristine Tennessee late night? Have you seen the faces on Mount Rushmore or stood at the Vietnam Monument? Have you ever crossed the mighty Mississippi or been to the daddy of them all in Cheyenne, Wyoming? Or seen the mighty Vols run out on the football field on the chilly autumn afternoon? Did you ever see the Chicago skyline from Lakeshore Drive at night? Or the New England foliage in the fall? Or the summer beauty of the Shenandoah Valley? Or Indiana covered with new snow? Did you ever see a herd of wild horses running free across the empty spaces in Nevada? Or caught a walleye pike out of a cold Wisconsin stream, or marveled at the tall ships docked in the harbor at Baltimore? Did you ever see the early morning dew sparkling on the bluegrass, or the wind stir the wheat fields on a hot Kansas afternoon, or driven the lonely stretches of old Route 66? Have you ever heard the church bells peal their call to worship on an early Sunday in some small town in the deep south? Or passed through the redwood forest as the sun was going down? Have you ever been to Boise or Baxley or Beaufort or Billings? Have you ever passed through Sanford or Suffolk or San Angelo? Have you ever seen the falls at Niagara, the Ice Palace in St. Paul, or the Gateway to the West? This then is America, the land God blesses with everything. And no Eiffel Tower, no Taj Mahal, no Alps, no Andes, no native hut, nor royal palace can rival her awesome beauty, her diverse population, her monolithic majesty. America the free, America the mighty, America the beautiful.